We are learning Masechta Soita, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 10-12 lines down from the top. We finished learning at the end of yesterday's Daf about different psukim that we're supposed to say according to Zaman the Omrim, B'Shas, the Birchas Kahanim. We actually had a machlokes when you say it. Do you say it between Kol Bracha Bracha, or do you say it B'Shas, the Azkaras Hashem? And that was one machlokes. Another machlokes was if you say it, you say three psukim connected each bracha or each bracha another pasuk. And then the Gemara came out that you don't say it, and even in the mikdash you don't say it because you're supposed to be listening very well to the Birchas Kahanim. And Rama Adiyama said, no, you do say it because you want to show your appreciation. And the Gemara ended off, Rav Avoh was saying that I used to say it, but then when I saw Rab Abba, the men Akoi, the Lord that didn't say it, I also don't say it anymore. And that's what the Va'om Rav Avoh, exactly how he launched on top. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, around almost 19 lines in the middle of the line. Va'om Rav Avoh. Rav Avoh says like this, Mereish Hava Amina in Visina Ana. I used to think that I am Anup, but when I saw the Maisa with Rab Abba de Menakoy, I realized that I'm not as big an onav as him. Kivin de chazina lel rab Abba de Menakoy, de Omar, iu, chataim. On those days, when someone gave shir, they didn't say it loud enough, they couldn't project their voice enough. They had someone else, a Torgamin, who said it over, maybe clearer or louder. A Torgamin said it over. So when Abba de Menakoy was giving shir, his Torgamin went ahead and said a little bit different than he said it. The Omar iu chataim, Rab Abba said in the shir one way, va Omar amayre. And the one who was saying it over for him, he said, Chatayim, he did say a different reason. V'loi kapid, and he was not makbid. So Amina, I said, Lav invisirana, I'm not as big as Onav as him. Now, what was going on here? So the Mashal says, it's poshut that the Samayra who was saying over the shir in a different way wasn't saying it over wrong, because then he should have been upset. Don't say over things for me that are not true, that are wrong. But the answer is, Dr. Mashal, that here he was saying something even better than him. The Amayro is saying something better than Rav Abba de Menakoy. He said it over even more geschmack or with another knetch or just as good. And the teva is that you don't want your second, the one who's taking care, who's like under you, to be saying over the shir in his way, say it my way. Even though it's better, that's the teva, someone to bother him. But still, Rav Abba was honor, but he did not mind. He did not mind that the Amayro was saying a different reason. And what was the invasunule de Rav Avo? What was the anivus of Rav Avo that he was saying that Rav Abba de Menakoy was bigger than me, Lamaisa? He said, I thought I was an honor, but I see he's bigger. What was the story of Rav Avo? The Amrele, the Visu, the Amir de Rav Avo, the wife of the Amir of Rav Avo, the spokesperson of Rav Avo, his wife, that spokesperson's wife, told the wife of Rav Avo, the Visu de Rav Avo, Haidi don le tzarech le lidach. My husband really doesn't need your husband. That he stands next to him and bows down and listens to what he says and says it over. And Rashi's gear says Yikra de Machusa. We know from other Gemaras and Shas, Chagiga and other places that Rav Avoh was very close to the Melech, and therefore, let's cover the Malchus. My husband does that for your husband. Really, my husband is much bigger than your husband. He only does it because Yikra ba'am hu d'avalei. So Ozav Su, so Rav Avoh's wife came home and told his husband what the other wife said. Ramalei Rav Avoh, I'm not sure if it's Lashon Hara or not. Omalah, it sounds like Rechilis, but I didn't see anyone who asked this question. Omalah, my nafkach mino, what do you care? Minei umino yiskal esiloi. At the end of the day, the Ilam was learning, and who cares what is, you know, what's the difference? Maybe Taki is bigger, but either way, we are getting the Limud Torah Barabim, and that's the bottom line. So that was his anivus. Now, why was his anivus better than, why was Rav Abba de Menakoy's anivus better than Rav Avoh? So Mashal explains also because this Rav Avoh was only had it was, the anivus was in front of his wife when his wife told him it's over. But a berabim, it's a much bigger madrega. Where Rav Abba de Ma'akur was berab mildashir, the maturgaman saying over something else, he's saying it's his own thing. In that case, it's much bigger. That's a much bigger anivus. So the Gemara Vayit, another story of the anivus of Rav Avoh. So su Rav Avoh imnu rabbanu lal mimri b'reisha. The Rabbanon in the city got together and they appointed Rav Avoh as the new Rosh Hashiva. Kivin the Chazia, the Rav Abba de Menakoy, the official Bal HaChayvus, he saw that Rav Abba de Menakoy had a lot of Chayvus. And in those days, to become Rosh Hashiva was a way that they made money, because the halacha is by Kohen Gadol, And it says, if he doesn't have money, gadlu mishal achiv. And the same thing by Rosh Yeshiva also, that when they put him up as Rosh Yeshiva, everyone gave him matanos and made him rich, so it should be akoyin agadol ma'achav. So he saw that Rav Avraham Maka had a lot of chayvis. Ravo himself didn't need the money. He was close to the melech. He was a baal panasa. But he saw that Rav Avraham Maka had a lot of chayvis. Omulhu, ike rabba, and someone bigger than me, put up Rav Avraham Ben Akoy as Rosh Yeshiva, give him instead. He's bigger than me. And takachava, he gave up his shtela as Rosh Yeshiva. So that's also a meridika
nivus.
What? That's even bigger nevis. Okay, it's Torah says, I guess, when it comes to money, is not the biggest nevis. I guess Torah is the bigger nevis. Torah is the biggest thing possible. What? Yeah, but the Shiva here was a money issue. Wasn't? Seems like that was a money issue. Sounds like. Rav Avo, Rav Chia ba Abba, iklu lahu asra. Rav Avo and Rav Chia ba Abba went to a certain city. Rav Avo dorash ba galata. Rav Avo gave a shear on a galata. Rav Chia ba Abba dorash b'shmaitza. He gave a shear in halacha. Shafku kuli am Rav Chia ba Abba v'azu gav Rav Avo. Rav Avo got a much bigger crowd. Got a much bigger crowd because people like a garata, it's easier than shmaitza, than a halacha. Cholosh died there. Rav Chia ba Abba was upset. He felt bad. Look, Rav Avo gets a huge crowd and not too many people come to me. Omalei, so Rav Avo was trying to make Rav Chia ba Abba feel good. He tells him, Emshachol Mashal, I'll give you a mashal. L'ma adav adema, shnei b'nei adam. Echam eich avam tayvis. One of them sells these precious stones, a jewelry store. V'echam eich mini sitkis. The other one sells these little small housewares. Like, you know, let's say one's a dollar store and one's a jewelry store. So ami kayvtsim, who has more customers? The place with the cheaper stuff gets more customers. I mean, it's better. It's not better, just cheaper. So therefore, it gets more customers. You sell the small things. Even the aniyim could come. Even the noshim, everyone come to that place. The expensive. Not too many people could afford it. The same thing here by the Torah. The garata, that everyone could come because everyone can understand that. But your Torah, that's much bigger, higher level. It's like precious stones. That's what you try to tell him. And another thing he did for him is call you Imam Allah Rav Chia ba Abba Rav Avo. Every day Rav Chia ba Abba used to walk home Rav Avo out of Shbize and told his place where he's sleeping, which was Yikra the Kesa because of the Kavod Malchus. Again, Rav Avo was close to the Malchus. Ahu Yoima, that day Rav Avo walked Rav Chia ba Abba. Ahu Yoima Alvei Rav Avo Rav Chia ba Abba out of Shbize and told his place of lodging. But still, did not make him feel better. He still was bothering him that everyone went to the other shir, not to his shir. But upon him, again, you see, the goddess of Ravo is trying to make the fellow Amari feel good. And that's a few mices about the Adivis of Ravo. That came from the Gemara that said, Ravo said, but I used to say the psukim, and then I stopped afterwards. So, Dr. Maravite, when the Shliach Tziva says Maidim, Ha'am Mahim Emrim, what does the Kahal say? Because we have before an idea of that B'Shas Berachas Kahalim say certain Pesukim, so now we just transition to my Maidim. When the Shliach Tziva says Maidim, the Kahal also has to do something. The Tziva also has to do something. So what do they do? Mahim Emrim, Amarav, they say Maidim Anachnu Lach, Hashem Elekeinu Asha Maidim Lach. That's what they say. What does it mean? Asha onu moedim lach. Rashi says, "Al shenasata b'libeinu lias drukum moedim lach." So we thank Hashem who gave us the opportunity to thank you. Shmuel Amar, you add these words: "Alekeikah basar asha moedim lach." You say "Alekeikah basar also." Now Simaya Amar Yitzreinu Yitzav Reishis asha moedim lach. You add on the words Yitzreinu Yitzav Reishis. So we already have that we have moedim anach lach Hashem alekeinu alekeikah basar Yitzreinu Yitzav Reishis asha moedim lach. We give brachos and hoidois l'shimcha. Thanks to Hashem Chagadol, to Hashem's big name, Asher Chisonu v'kiyam tonu, that we're still alive. Asher Noimid Lach. Again, he added that on. Rachav Yaakov Amisayim Ba'achi Kain Techayenu Shchanenu V'Sekavetzenu V'Sesekavetzenu Chazuk Shachal L'shimcha Kecha. That Hashem should keep us alive and bring us back from our galus, back to the base of Mikdash. L'shimcha Kecha V'Lashchanu V'Shalom to keep all the mitzvahs. Alshon Amarim Lach. You add that on. Amar Papa, since all these Amarim added these things on, Hukam Rana Kula, we say everything. We say all these additions to our Moedim, what we call Moedim Darabanan. I guess it's called Moedim Darabanan because Darabanan, all these Darabanan added different words to it, so we call it Moedim Darabanan. Amar Yitzchak, La'olam, Amar Yitzchak, La'olam, Yitahei Emas Tzibur Alecha. A person should always realize the godless of a tzibur, and therefore the aim of a tzibur should be on you. Usually the kahanim stand on the duchan, which is in front of the Aron HaKodesh, and they turn their back to Aron HaKodesh to face Klal Yisrael. So you see the godless of a tzibur, that it's mutter to turn your back on the Shechina Kaviyachal in order to face the tzibur. So you see the godless of a tzibur. From a different makar, from a pasuk like this, it says in the pasuk, "V'yokem haMelech David aRaglov," says that he got up on his feet. This is talking about where the David haMelech was being mazir Klal Yisrael to donate to the binyan haBeis haMikdash, and it says in the pasuk, "V'yokem David haMelech aRaglov aYomer Shemuuni Achai vaAmi." He's telling them, I'm ready to build a Mikdash. We need funds. But he calls them Achi va'ami. The lashon is Achai va'ami. Achai va'ami. My brothers and my nation. And it's a stira. If you called my brothers Lama Ami. Why Ami? Ami means more that I'm the king and you're the nation. Achai means my peers. Vim Ami Lama Achi. If you listen to me and you bring the nedavos, so then you will be achayatam. You will be my brothers. And we see from here, Rashi says that the melech, even gavre melech, imas tzibur olav im ksherim heim. Then they're equals. But if you don't listen, amiatam. So Rashi learns, and I'll force you with a stick. And Rashi learns that's the makar. We bring a makar from here how great the tzibur is, that even the melech is machnia himself to the tzibur, b'makam that the tzibur is doing the will of Hashem. Rabbanan mahalcha, a third makar. The makar is that it says in halacha, ein akan rishayim lalas b'sandalei m'duchan. A kohen is not allowed to go up to the duchan with his shoes. Mizeu achas m'teisha tekanos yishkin v'yechem v'zak. It's one of the nine tekanos that v'yechem v'zak was m'sakin, instituted, that you should not go up to the duchan with your shoes. My time, why not? Lav m'shum kvay tzibur. Isn't it because of emes of the tzibur or kvay tzibur? That's what Rashi gives us, emes of the tzibur. Isn't it because the emes of the tzibur? What's the emes of the tzibur? Rashi explains, they used to wear very long robes, and the robes covered their feet, and therefore you didn't see their muddy shoes. But when they pick up their hands to duchen, it raises their robes a little bit, and now you can see their muddy shoes, and it's not covered of a tzibur or emes of a tzibur to walk in with muddy shoes. So therefore, they take the shoes off. That's the Gemara thought, that the reason why they take off the shoes is because they covered the tzibur, because everyone's going to see their dirty shoes.
Didn't they used to duchen? It wasn't the first duchening in the Beis HaMikdash?
The first duchen in the Beis HaMikdash? I don't know the first duchen was. I don't know if the first duchen was Beis HaMikdash, but then Kaisav Aruch is Beis Shol, the din of Birchus Kam, learning to the Beis HaMikdash. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, Yivrach Hashem Yishvrach, there's Kaisav Aruch is Beis Shol. So it's a pasuk in Parashas, in Parashas Bahaloscha, I think. Parashat Nasa. It's pasuk in Parashat Nasa, right before the Nasiim. It says the din of Birchus Kahanim. It's nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. I would think they did Birchus Kahanim in the Midbar already. Why not? Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bnei Yisrael. Nothing to do with it. They did it every time. It's good. Huh? Rav, he said that's all he's even there is how you pick up your hand. That's all. That wasn't Birchus Kahanim. That was the bracha of the Kohen Gadol. And we learn that from there. Levarich, Levarich, Exeris Shava, or Hu Vanov, Hekesh. It's not, that wasn't Birchus Kahanim. Birchus Kahanim is the pasuk. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bnei Yisrael. Nothing to do with Kohen Gadol. It's every Kohen has a mitzvah, three asay, in order to do, we have four, three different mitzvahs asay to bench the Klal Yisrael. It's Kodesh Baruch Hu, Emelahem, Samuel, and Shemi. So nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tekana was take off the shoes. One thing, no, why? Because aim is the tzibur. Amar Ravashi, loy, hasam, shema nifsika, loy, roy, tzu, besan, loy. Different reason. A whole different reason. The reason why they don't wear shoes is for the covet of the kayin. Why? Because his shoe might rip. Bahada is a run to get, also hasam mikdash, he's going to run off the duchen to tie it. And they say, oh, he's running off because you should remember he's a ben grush mechalutzev. I'm a ben grush mechalutzev. We're very worried about the yichus of a kayin. And therefore, we say don't wear shoes because it might, at one point, shter the yichus of the kohen, and therefore we tell them not to wear shoes. It's said in the Mishnah, over mikdash is one bracha. And in the Gevulim are three brachas. Bracha Hashem, Hashem, Bracha, Yar Hashem, Parav Alech, V'chunekah, Yisa Hashem, Parav Alech, V'yasmach HaShalom, three different brachas. And in Mikdash one bracha, what's a pshat? Kol kach lama, what's pshat? Why do you say all at once, all three brachas? You don't say amen in the Mikdash, and therefore there's nothing to be mafsik here, therefore it's one long bracha. And the Gemara elaborates on that. Tana Rabbanan, Menayin shein oinim amen b'mikdash. How do you know you don't say amen b'mikdash? Never says the pasuk. Kumu baruch Hashem alakeichem mina olam va'ad olam. Which just means that when they made the brachos in the Beis HaMikdash, the regular brachos, let's say in Magen Avram, what they said was baruch Hashem alakei Yisrael mina olam va'ad olam Magen Avram. That's what they said. And same thing, baruch Hashem alakei Yisrael mina olam va'ad olam mechayim meisim. That's what they said. That's what kumu baruch Hashem alakeichem mina olam va'ad olam. That's the way they made the brachos in the Beis HaMikdash. Umayim shall call bracha, bracha tehillah. How do you know? After every bracha, they didn't answer amen. They answered baruch shem kvay ma'akusha elam vet. Shadam, it says in the end of that pasuk, v'yivarchu shem kvay decha, mureim on call bracha sehillah. I'll call bracha, bracha, and every bracha, tein loy sehillah, give sehillah, which means, like Rashi says, v'shar om yanu baruch shem kvay ma'akusha elam vet, shom oinim lahal lahoydes. That the om, the tzibur, answers to mehala and to praise Hashem. That's what they say, that bracha. And therefore, this is no amen. So therefore, on the on Yivrecha, therefore there's no hefsik in the brachas. Therefore, it's considered one long bracha on the Mikdash, mafuket ekvulim, which three different brachas.